Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. You are wise. I'm so excited. I'm doing all I can right now to just remain very calm because, whenever you come here, first of all, we want to tell you what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement. That's because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let people know we are here. Help them find the podcast. Tell them about what you found interesting and encouraging about the podcast. And if you want to contact us or have questions, if you want to know more, because here on this podcast, it's just very general. We're sharing experiences about things that we've experienced. We're not telling you something that people have told us. We're sharing experiences, knowledge of things that we know, that we've experienced from personal experience. Something else I want to let you know. We believe in God here. We do. And we base everything we do on the written word of God. Now, there's so much I want to say, but I cannot say everything in just one episode. So what we would tell you is that you can go to the library of this podcast, look at all of the titles. They build on each other. Listen to the ones that speak to you. And if you have questions, as I was saying before, something you want to share, something that you know that you believe would encourage us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that email address where you can contact us is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. I'm so excited, saints. I have such good news to share with you today. As I said, everything we do here, we base on the word of God. It's coming from the personal experiences in relationship that we've had it with God. Now, personally, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for my justification. I believe that. And as a result of that, from studying the Word of God, I know that some things belong to me. And in studying the Word of God and reading the Word daily, I understand better about what's belonged to me. I get a more profound knowledge of God. Some call the divine. Whenever you see the word divine, I'm talking about God, because we base everything we do on the written word of God. Now, a tool that I use on a daily basis is called BibleGateway.com. And you can use that tool. It's available to you. I use it pretty much every day. I used it today. It's free. It was free the last time I used it. That is BibleGateway.com. I suggest you go there. There are various translations. It's wonderful. If you really want the knowledge of the divine and understand the divine better, to know more about what I'm talking about, you can pick scripture translations, because all Bibles are translations. You can use the one that speaks to you. There's some that are referred to as easy read, just all different types of translations. I read various translations because I want more knowledge and more understanding. There's so many things I could tell you, but as I said before, I can't say it all in just one segment of the podcast. So just go to the library, look at the titles, pick the ones that speak to you, listen to them as often as you like till you get what you need. And if you have questions, you've got the email address. You can contact me. If you need to talk to me, we can also, if you email me back and let me know a good time to communicate with you, we have access to conference lines. We can set that up. We can do or go in a direction, whatever direction we need to go in. We'll work that out. We'll work that through. But as I said before, everything I do, I base on Scripture. Now, if you notice the title of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, A Mature Persuasion, that's because I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. That means I've been around a while. I've learned some things. I know some things just based on my personal relationship with God, things that He's revealed to me, mysteries that have been opened to me. Now, everyone doesn't believe in God. I know that. Some of you that are listening to me now probably know more Scripture, may have had longer time in relationship with God. He's working through you. We're all individual expressions of God. This podcast, basically, is just to share the experiences that I'm inspired to share with you so that you can have a higher quality of life and I can have a higher quality of life. And it comes from a mature persuasion. So, if you want to speak with me, if you want to communicate with me, those are the tools you can use. In seeking the Lord to find out what I should be sharing with you with this week, I believe I'm to share because of heritage to help you understand why it's important. Now, I said everyone doesn't believe in God, but I do. And that's because it works for me. And in just understanding the Word of God and having knowledge of the Word of God and the application of the Word of God in my life, there is a scripture in the Bible that says that God's Word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And what that means is God's Word is life to me. He says in another word that man shall not live by bread alone. And that's natural bread, just your natural nutrient that you get from the earth on a daily basis. It's not just about the natural food you eat, but the Word of God is life. It's bread. It's spiritual bread, spiritual enlightenment. It says that the Word, when you live by the Word of God, you're receiving life. And it's health to all your flesh. Meaning that any area where you come short, as you know more about God, about the divine, about the heritage, where you came from, more about understanding your origin, getting questions answered that natural man cannot answer. Doctors can tell you a lot of things. People can have opinions. And I'm noticing now there's so much information because we have access to the internet. And we have, if you read the list of titles in the library of the podcast, you'll find out different things about the Word of God and just about how information and knowledge is going throughout the land. You'll find out about different periods and phases that we're living through. You'll learn that a number of things that are going on are just as a result of how man makes decisions, how mankind makes decisions. Now, going back to the topic here today, because of heritage deals with where we came from, how we descended, who created us. It talks about our basic origin, how we came into being, how we commenced, and so on. And it helps us understand, because of heritage, who we are, what we have access to, what's been left to us. That's what an inheritance is. Inheritance deals with your heritage, your personal descendants. You hear a lot of people today talk about the ancestors. They're referring to the natural ancestors. You know, who your grandfather was, your great-grandfather was, your great-grandmother, your family, your bloodline, and so on and so forth. They're talking about the natural. Many of those questions about the supernatural, many yet don't understand. Sometimes you see the effect of the supernatural, but you don't necessarily understand what your heritage is, how, where you came from, how you were formed. Reading the Bible has helped me to understand and get a lot of questions answered. The natural man, no matter what kind of college degrees you have, and I've got a few of them, I do, because I wanted them. That's all part of society. That's all part of things that are common to mankind. You're born in this world. Many are blessed to be born into a loving, warm family. Many people celebrate. They're blessed into families and they're celebrated. You know, everything goes perfect for them and there's celebrations and parties and all kinds of things. Rooms are decorated and so on and so forth. But everybody does not get that privilege. That's a privilege. Some come into this world and there's no celebration. They come into harder situations. There are no rooms prepared for them. Some come into this world and go straight to the trash heap. But it depends, you know, if you give it thought, if you just give it thought, you can understand because of your heritage, because of where you start. Life is wonderful, and people are going back and forth now today. Throughout the land, you're having all kinds of discussions about life and when it begins and where it begins. And, you know, but you have to understand when people are talking about those kinds of things, some of them are trying to talk about, you know, before you enter the world, but they don't really know. If you really want to know who you are, you got to ask the person that created you. Just like if you want to know about cars, you'd have to find out who designed the first car that we know and figure that out. That is a record of heritage, of car makers, and so on and so forth. That's something natural, though. If you want to know about spiritual things, you have to ask God, the divine. If you want those mysteries opened up, you're going to have to talk to God. You're going to have to establish a relationship with God. People say what they want to say, but because they say things, you know, it doesn't make it necessarily true or not true just because they say it. The fact is, if you want to know about your personal heritage, about your origin, how you came into being, how you commenced, you're going to have to develop a relationship with God. A personal relationship. And when you develop a personal relationship with God, you're going to have to read the manual. Some people refer to it as the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. That's just an acronym they've given it. But you're going to have to read the manual. Just like if you want to know about cars and car parts and fixing cars, you have to read the manual. If you want to know how to drive, to get a driver's license, you have to study the manual. So if you want to know things of God, you're going to have to study the manual. You're going to have to read the Bible, which is his written word, which is his intention toward us, to let us know who we are, to let us know what we are entitled to as a result of heritage, to let us know that we weren't just, you know, we didn't just come here and we're just left, and to help us. And if you really want to know what your heritage is, what you're entitled to, who you are, the truth of your being, you're going to have to ask the one that created you, the Creator. It says in one place in the Bible that he formed us from the dust of the ground and he breathed the breath of life in us. So if you want to understand that, you're going to have to read about that. So he knows we're dust. He knows our beginning. It says in another place in his word that he knows every thought that's in our head and every word before it comes out of our mouth. He knows all of that. He knows us individually. So a lot of times we expect other people to understand us and love us, but no one can love us like what we saints know and who we saints know to be, our Abba Father. Abba Father. We get to call him that because of relationship, because he died for us on the cross. We have a heritage. We know that we have something and we receive benefits of it on a daily basis. You have to read the podcast library and you'll find about those kinds of things too. But today I just want to talk about because of heritage. Because of heritage, we know that we have certain rights because of our origin, because of how we came into being. That's why I believe God. That's why I believe in Jesus Christ. He said, all that I'm to do in word or deed, I'm to do in his name. I have a heritage. Because of that, these times today, we talk about perilous times. And if you read the list of library subjects, there's something even there that addresses that. But I know because of heritage, no matter what I see today, I know that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper because he lives in me. And he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. How did I find that out? Through knowledge of God and understanding about my divine bloodline. People talk about ancestors every day. You need to know about what your divine bloodline is, what your divine inheritance is, your heritage, what your divine ancestry is, who you truly are. You need to understand what Jesus did. We need to understand more about what Jesus did for us on the cross. That'll help us understand our birthright, the birthright because of our bloodline, what we inherited from being in God's family, the body of baptized believers. You understand more about what it means to be in the church and part of the church, how we are Jesus. We are as Jesus is in this world, and everything that belonged to Jesus now belongs to us. That's our inheritance because of heritage. Jesus' personal property. Whatever belonged to him is now our personal property by birthright, by bloodline. That's what's in his will. He willed it to us. We have to find out how it was imputed so we can find out how to experience our heritage, how to receive our abundance of blessings on a daily basis because of our birthright, because of heritage, what it means to be saved. That's part of our birthright. Oh, so much I could tell you and I want to share with you. Heritage is property that descends to us because of we're an heir, because of legacy. It's a gift. It was left to us by our descendant, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Abba Father, and we need to get to know him, know more about him, find out what it means when they talk about patrimony, who we descended from, who created us, the forerunner. He was our forerunner. You know, in the natural, they talk about grandfathers and grandmothers and fathers. In the spirit realm, he's the forerunner. He himself is the forerunner. So if you want to know more and understand because of heritage what you're entitled to, I suggest you be wise. Visit this podcast again. Hope we've said something that'll be helpful to you. Can't tell it all in one episode. We want to hear from you. God bless.